You are truly going to enjoy this next interview with my longtime millionaire mentor, Bernie Little Sr. Now, some of you may know him while others may not, but once you're done with this interview, you won't forget him. I strongly suggest that you go online to see his website before you continue. His website is BernieLittleSr.com. That's BernieLittleSr.com. One more time. BernieLittleSr.com. Enjoy the interview. Well, Bernie, I want to thank you for the opportunity of letting me come here and spend some time with you. I just wanted to start off and ask you a couple questions. How did you get started? I mean, I know you have different businesses. You've got the yachts, the airplanes, the Budweiser distributorship. And tell me, give me something, a story from years ago, how you got going in all this.
Well, I come out of the Navy, and my brother come out of the Army, and we opened a restaurant in a town populated of 1,000 people, Macomb, Ohio. So we opened that restaurant, and my brother never seemed to want to come to work. And so after about 3 months, I sold my half to him, and I went on down the road, and I went, strangely enough, into the automobile business. And a friend of mine had an automobile lot, and I kind of hung around with him, and I learned that business pretty fast. So I went in the automobile business and was in that until over 40 years ago, whatever long that would be. Then I owned the St. Petersburg International Airport, or leased it from the county. And I had the Peter O'Knight Airport that I leased from the state or county. I'm not sure anymore. So, of course, they're just McDill's between the two of them. And I used to commute from Tampa back and forth. I was there for several years. So anyhow, I sold out to Alex Madway. And came over here to the Budweiser distributorship. Well, I used to fly in the air shows with the All-Miami Air Show. A guy named Haskell Deaton used to promote it, and we used to travel all over for the Rotary Clubs and what, you know, for different organizations and do air shows. And I really enjoyed that until my wife had her first child, and she's got me on the phone. I was in Cincinnati getting ready to do a show, and she's having a baby, and that was it.
Yeah, that'll put a stop to it.
Yeah, that put change a stop of values. To the air show. And but anyhow, I've owned owned a nightclub there in Louisville, and I've owned a multitude of businesses. Anything I've owned, hardware stores, jewelry stores. Just a multitude of different businesses. And I'll buy anything if I can buy it right.
Yeah, I know that. But how did you get started? I mean, obviously, you didn't have $1 million to start off with. So give us an idea of how you got started.
Well, the way I got started basically was I never was greedy. I'd say, okay, I knew people who had money, and I'd make a deal with them, and I'd split with them. Whatever my deal would bring in, I'd just go half and half.
Using their money.
And it worked very good. We did very well, and they did very well. So I did well enough then that I could get on my own in the aviation business. And when I sold out the aviation business over there, of course, I'm here, sitting here with three helicopters, four, five airplanes.
And a worth of what, probably $15 million maybe?
Yeah, they're pretty, worth quite total a bit of money. They're a couple Gulfstreams.
Yeah.
And jet stars and
Lear jets, you know that's why you got rid of that one.
Yeah, I got rid of the Lear, but I'd buy another this afternoon if
the price is right.
Yeah. So, but anyhow, I'm 77 years old. So, you know, when I wake up in the morning, it's a great day.
Right. You woke up.
That's right. But the thing is that I just love to work. I just I could sit here half the night, and the girls like to go home. Well,
I'd still be here.
I like to work.
So, what's your passion? I mean, what's? And you
know, I like
you
make a deal. That's my passion. That's my life. The most important thing in a man's life is his marriage. That's where you got to start. Believe me.
How do you keep your balance then? With all this going on, how do you keep your balance with your wife and your family?
I had a lot of people tell me when I was in the nightclub business, you'll be soon be divorced, and so on. No, that ain't never going to happen to me. And thank God it never has. I've been married for 59 years.
Wow.
But I have a great wife and a great family. Here's my boys.
Yep, I know some of them. Yep. I know your wife.
Yeah. And but anyhow, it's been a good life.
Well, what was your purpose for starting a business or any type of business? Why don't you become a 9-to-5er? Did something trigger? Did somebody influence you early in life to say, "Hey, there's fun in making deals"? And you know,
my uncle, he used to have a great big long evergreen truck, we call it, and he'd go to a nursery, and he'd buy all his plants and evergreen trees, and so I went with my uncle on the road, and he'd go door to door and selling those evergreen trees, and then I'd plant them.
Oh, wow. So he had customer service there.
Yes, that's right. Well, I helped him plant them. And, but he was one fine, fine gentleman, and he taught me an awful lot.
Like what?
Oh, like, I'll never forget, we were walking down the street in a town about 30 miles from where I live in Bluffton, Ohio, and I see a guy across the street way over there that I recognize, and I yell, "Hey, Harold, hey, Harold." And he said, shut up. I said, "Don't act like a farmer." He said, "You don't do that." Oh, man, he used to really get on me. But it's good. I learned so much from him, just how to hold a knife and a fork and everything right down the road.
When you started off, Bernie, how confident were you about your success when you started your businesses? Because obviously, if you don't have
never a doubt in my mind.
Really?
No.
Where did that come from?
Oh, just the urge to do it. You know, I went through a pretty hard time with my life with my double, triple bypass, and then I had my carotid artery, and caused me 2 strokes, and they had to put, I had an aneurysm, and I had to go to St. Louis, because they're the only really ones that was doing this at the time, and they come out with a new one, and they wanted me to be the first one to do it.
Wow.
And I said, "No, I like to be first in everything but this." And well, I waited till he'd done 2, then I went. And they went in here and in here because he couldn't put me to sleep because of my asthma. Said my lungs had collapsed.
Oh.
So they gave me a in the back, what do you call it?
Yeah, the spinal. Yeah, spine tap or whatever.
Yeah. And so that's what they did. And then I go back there. I went back there 3 months and 6 months and 6 months and 6 months to make sure it's working correctly. And it is. I'm still alive.
Yeah, good for you. What? How would you define success, Brian? I know there's spiritual, financial, so forth, but you know, say financially, whatever. Pick any category you want. How would you define it?
Success?
Yeah.
Well, it's a bottom line. You know, you can do a lot of things, but if you don't make a profit at it, you're kind of wasting your time. So anyhow, I like to make a profit.
Good point.
And,
I was going to ask you, what are your strengths and your weaknesses? So I would say your strengths definitely is being able to make a profit.
Yeah.
What are some other strengths that you have? Obviously, I know you can make a deal. You're very good at that. What might be some other strengths you have? And also, I want to talk about your weaknesses.
Well, I don't have any weaknesses that I know of, other than my age.
Uh-oh.
But I'm just telling you now that I just stay motivated. I just I can't get into this stuff fast enough.
Right, and you've got deals. I mean,
I got three deals
over, unreal. tell us a little bit about the Budweiser business. How'd you get started with your distributorship? I know you've had that for years.
Yes, I was offered two or three different franchises, and when I had the airport in St. Pete, they offered me Tampa, and they offered me St. Petersburg. I just told Gussie Bush that I was just got all I could handle right now with the airport, and I must have had 12, 14 airplanes and stuff, and to stop that, I wasn't ready to do that yet. And so, I don't know, it was a couple of years went by or something, and August called me and said, get your butt over to Lakeland. They're going to sell that distributorship. Sent my helicopter, called them, come over. And we sit and talk for maybe an hour. I looked at their numbers and stuff, and they guaranteed the numbers was right. And he told me what he'd take. I made him an offer, and he accepted it, and I bought it. Right then and there.
Wow. And how was that done for you?
Well,
is that your bread and butter, I guess?
Well, it's just done excellent. Well, I have a lot of things that's bread and butter. So.
Yeah, I know that.
But the beer business is our primary business. And being a Budweiser distributor is probably one of the greatest things I've ever done. I mean it. And the reason I mean it and the way I do, it gives me an opportunity to do something back. I do so much, as anyone can tell you, in the state or in the city, that we do so much back to the...
Give me some ideas of how you give back.
Oh, well, I'm chairman of the Policeman's Ball. I'm chairman of the SPCA. I'm chairman of Miami Heart. Chairman of the March of Dimes.
You donate your time for all this, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Well, I just got a letter from being chairman of SPCA. Here we go.
There it is, yeah.
Let's see what she said. Just to give you a...
Oh, quick, absolutely. I want to hear it.
A quick example. Says, Dear Bernie, the SPCA mission is to extend Passion of Living Things. With your help, we are realizing that goal here in Polk County. As a member of the organization, upon private donations and revenues from fundraisers, we met the annual operating expenses of excess of $1
million. Wow.
And shelter of low-cost spay and neuter clinic. Thank you for your participation as honorary chairman. This year's auction for animals raised an all-time high of $165,000, a 30% increase from over last year. Your generous top dog sponsorship, the support of the other major solicitation for responsible for successful stuff.
Very good.
Your support of the 10th annual auction brings us to a step closer to more humane. Anyhow, she says on behalf of every person who will adopt a pet and receive shelter and neuter assistance, because your donation and your animals who cannot speak for themselves. The board, staff, and SCPA thank you for your generosity and compassion. Then it says, she wrote here, your support has made a tremendous difference. You are the top dog.
Very nice.
Of the community.
Oh, let me see that. Oh, yeah. Oh, she did add that there. And that was written by hand, wasn't it?
Yeah, it sure was.
Now, Bernie, with all these things that you do, all these deals that you have, you've got your hydroplane that's won countless and countless world championships. How do you keep a track of everything? Do you consider yourself a hands-on man? Obviously, I know you have to have good people. How important is having good people for you, a team, you know, from accountants to lawyers to staff, et cetera?
I have those kind of teams, and they are the best.
What do you look for?
Well, I don't look very often because my people don't leave. And I pay them very, very well because I want them to live good. I want them to drive the best car in the neighborhood. I want them to say they represent Bernie Little, and I want to be proud of it. And I will tell you that Becky, I don't know, she's probably been with me 18, 20 years.
Wow.
She's my assistant.
Yep.
And if you're talking about who runs the place, she runs it.
Yeah. And she does a very good
she
job.
She does a tremendous job. So, you know, but we do have... we have very, very good people. We have two controllers here that do a tremendous job. The girl Cecile on the phone, they're just the whole caboodle.
So when you got started and you found some people in your organization that didn't seem to work, I guess, I mean, you obviously have to let them go. How do you feel about doing that? I mean...
No, I don't let them go. I let themselves go.
And what's the difference?
If they can't... stand the pace, we'll get off of the truck or whatever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Good point.
Yeah.
So, Bernie, let's say we have somebody that doesn't have a lot of money. They want to aspire. They want to do something better financially. How would you track their course? What would you tell them? Where would they start? I mean, obviously, there's a lot of people that are listening to this that don't have the confidence that you have, so obviously they have to have that. But if they don't, where would they begin? Where do they start?
They don't. If they don't have the will, and if they don't have the drive
the
to
passion.
Get out and do it, nobody's going to walk up and hand you a living. You've got to get out there and hustle for it. And that's just the way it is. Lakeland National Center has an opportunity. They want me to give them $7.5 million. They built a whole new thing on out there.
Oh wow!
And there,
this is in locally here.
Yeah, they're winning a nice donation, and well, we're going to try to help.
Yeah, $7.5 million. I would say is a nice donation.
That's too much.
What's a customer mean to you, Bernie?
Well, you see, that was one of the reasons when I was in the automobile business. I outsold all the salesmen. I had 15 salesmen, then I had 20, and I had 30. And I wound up with 35 salesmen at a Ford dealership in Miami. But the reason I could outsell all of them was because it's the way you approach it. I never walk in and they'll say, I can't close this deal or something. I'll walk in and sit down and I'll talk about the person. What do you do? What's your daughter do? What's your daddy do? So let's talk about you. And, you know, and you just have to kind of win them over a little bit. And there's ways to do that. And I happen to be very, very good at it.
I recall reading something that somebody did an interview. It was a local magazine. And it was very good, I thought. I want you to elaborate on it for me. And what it said was, you would rather... you'd rather invest $1 million and make 10% than $1,000 and make 10%, because the percentage is bigger. Because so in other words, you play, you know, if you're going to do something, play with the big numbers. What's your thinking on that? Because I mean, obviously you do with all the jets and everything that you play with.
I say, to give you an example, a couple of people that's listened to me, Al Copeland, he's a man that started the Popeye Chicken. And so Al, I kept saying, Al, quit doing business with nickels and dimes. I said, the deals you're making, you could be making a million of a deal. Don't, you know, if you do business in millions, you'll make millions. If you do it in hundreds, you'll make hundreds. And he never let me forget that. And I've sold him airplanes. I sold him a G3 a week ago or 2 weeks ago. I've sold him limousines. I've sold him helicopters. Jesus, several of them. And stuff. But when I say something to them, boy, it's just that way. You know, Doing nothing half over here, half over here. It's the best it can be, or we don't sell it. Here's a purchase order.
What's that now?
Well, I don't. Is that on my?
Can I read it?
Yeah.
All right. Let's see. It's this is for you to purchase, or somebody purchasing from you?
Somebody's purchasing it's from me.
From
huh?
you. Okay. This is a Gulfstream.
Oh no, I'm purchasing it from them.
Oh, you're purchasing for them. This one is over $2 million. There's your deposit. So this is the one you're getting soon. I guess.
Yeah. Oh, we sold it.
Oh, you already sold that one.
Yeah. This is this one here. It's out here in the hangar getting an inspection on it.
How do you justify the risk? I mean, because you've got to have to take a lot of risk. I know when I first started picking your brain about this airplane stuff, because, you know, I'm trying to be a little Bernie Little by buying and selling. You said that you have to make sure, if you're using other people's money, that they really trust you. Because obviously they don't probably know anything about aircraft,
that's right.
And they're going to say, okay, Bernie, I trust you. How do you develop that type of trust? How do you find people like that? Because obviously I know now you're at the level, you know, you're in the loop with celebrities, et cetera, et cetera. But when you first started years ago, how do you find someone like that? Because that's, I know people are going
to
ask
that. It takes a lot of time to earn the trust. And you make one deal and it just takes a while to earn the situation of where you're at. I'm telling you, it does.
It doesn't happen overnight.
No, it doesn't.
And I think people have to realize they got to make that a goal to make that happen, because it's something you got to nurture and work on on a consistent basis. With regards to, like, things that other people have taught you, What other people have taught you in business? Because I know you're in the loop with a lot of celebrities and a lot of you know well-to-do people. What are some of the things that people have taught you that you can share about how to run business? And
I would have to say that August Bush, I've learned from him and he's learned from me, and he's my best and dearest friend. And but he is one of the smartest people that I've known in my life. I mean, he is smart.
What makes him smart?
Well, he's a street person. He started at the bottom washing the barrels at the brewery.
Wow.
And he's worked his way up. And every one of his kids that's in there done the same thing.
So August, he makes his kids work.
Yeah, August the 4th, who's president now as of a month ago. Man, he started the same way. And they've, all of them, they didn't stop up here. They started at the bottom. I did the same thing with my kids here. When I come in here and they come out of college, they worked on the truck routes.
Really?
Yes, sir. They had to put a year or 2 years in.
Now, do you do that as a way to humble them, or do you do that as a way to teach them what other people go through? Do you do that as a way to let them see and understand people better, or what's your thinking behind
all of
that?
The things you just said?
Really?
Yeah. I don't need to repeat them. They got to learn. Their father, me, I was chosen by Wayne Heisinger, whom owns the Dolphins.
The Dolphins, right, Miami Dolphins.
For the Horatio Alger, and that's the number two award in the United States.
Oh, yeah.
And I got put into the Horatio Alger. And I'm really proud of that.
Oh, yeah.
I really am. Because you come from nothing.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And now you're at your level. Now, the level that you're at now, Bernie, how do you view money? Do you still use other people's money? Do you use some of yours still? How do you leverage all this?
I use whatever I can make a deal with.
So sometimes you'll use your money, sometimes you'll use a bank, sometimes you'll partner?
Yeah. We carry big inventories and stuff, and the Bank of America has been my bank forever. I mean, I've been here 40 years in this distributorship.
Wow.
And, of course, we own Sebring and Ocala. And,
right.
But to, you know, we're a cash business, and whenever anything goes out this door, it's cash business.
Sure.
When I say cash, we don't carry any cash. The Brinks truck does.
Right.
It's a, you know, it's a profitable business. It certainly has to be.
Tell me about marketing. How important is marketing to you for all your different businesses?
Well, I haven't even mentioned yachts and
no,
stuff.
Please, let's do that. Let's tell me about how do you get started in your yachts? I mean,
well, all you got to do is be a sucker and buy one.
And why do you, is it true the best day of a man's life is it really?
Buy and sell.
Buy and sell the yacht. So tell me about those. I know I remember once seeing you in the Bahamas, and you let me come aboard one of yours, and you had the helicopter on the back of the yacht and all those toys.
That's the Starship.
Is that the same thing that you still have that one? Or do you still have that one?
Yeah.
Now, you do that too with the yachts like you do the airplanes, right? You buy them, hold them, sell them, you lease them out.
Yeah.
Tell me some of the people you've leased the yachts to. Those that you can talk about.
Joan Rivers is on one of my boats right now.
Really?
She's down. Oh, no, No, she's not on there yet. She gets on there for Christmas and New Year's.
Burt Reynolds, I know. Does what
St. Thomas is. Becky?
Yes, sir?
Is the boat's left for St. Thomas?
Yes, sir.
When does Joan get on board?
Tuesday.
Bert, he's a very dear friend. I mean, he'll come into the house and nobody will even know he's here for 3 days. And,
you'll sneak him in with one of your helicopters?
Yeah,
I figured you did. Tell me about one of your pilots told me that when he got married, that you had to have a decoy because everybody wanted to know when Bert got married.
Yeah.
That you had to have two helicopters and one pretended to have him in it and one had a wig pretending to be Lonnie or something like that.
Yeah. Well, what we did was everybody was waiting for Bert's helicopter. That sure he's gonna take his helicopter and go to the airport. So they're all hovering up there and flying and off the helicopter goes, right? Well, they got the dark things in the windows and they can't tell who's in there. And so all these helicopters take off. Following him. 10 minutes later, we zipped in there and picked him and Lonnie up. Boom, down to Marathon. We had an offshore race down there. And so we went down there, and we spent the best part of a week. And I said, Jesus Christ, I'm having more fun in your honeymoon than you are. We just got a beautiful card from Lonnie. Lonnie and my wife were good friends, and me, she's just a friend of a lady. And I wish I had the cards here that they sent me. And Chuck Norris, very good friend.
Yes, I know you're close with him.
Yeah.
Very good. One final question for you, Bernie. What is the most important mindset to being financially successful? What would you suggest?
I don't think there's ever an end to where. Look at Emeron. Look at all of these companies that blow up. It's just hard work to keep it going in line. And yes, there's some big chances, but I'll say, okay, here's my net worth. I'm not going to get into this to the degree that it would bother me one way or another. So I won't do that.
You took your risks in very small bites then.
Yeah.
Very good.
Yeah.
Well, Bernie, I know your time's valuable. I want to thank you very, very much for it. And looking forward to getting some of the feedback that some people are going to have, when they listen to this program.
Yeah.
And I'll definitely have to, drop you by some of the letters and the emails that we get from people thanking you for the interview. But I personally really appreciate your time again.
Well, you're a good friend, good guy.
Thanks, Bernie.
Yes, sir.